Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, occasional light rain, possibly a thunderstorm, a low of 46. The Carthage College Board of Trustees has unanimously elected John R. Swallow to serve as the next president of the college, succeeding Gregory Woodward, who's leaving for the University of Hartford. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Swallow comes to Carthage from the University of the South, known informally as Sewanee, for the Tennessee community in which it's located, where he's been the chief academic and operating officer. A news release from the trustees indicates that Swallow, quote, brings an entrepreneurial approach and highly relevant experience as a senior administrator, trustee, and faculty member at three small private liberal arts institutions. It also points out that he's overseen significant strides in the university's curriculum, fundraising, equity, and inclusion, as well as enrollment, student life, faculty, and staff development, plus strategic planning. John Swallow becomes the 23rd president in the 170-year history of Carthage College. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
After five votes, the Mount Pleasant Village Board still does not have seven members. After rejecting Village President Dave DeGroot's nomination of John Keyes at two previous meetings, DeGroot suggested four different candidates: John Schneider, Joe Meyer, Bud Eastman, and Anna Marie Clausen at last night's meeting. Each was shot down on an identical 3-3 vote. A fifth failed candidate, John Martini, nominated by trustee John Hansen, lost on a 4-2 vote. During the debate on the nomination of Schneider to the board, trustee Gary Feast called it a myth that the board needs a seventh member. It was noted, however, that state law requires the village board to have six trustees plus a village president. DeGroot said the village is not getting its work done because of the deadlock.
I'd just like to point out to Mr. Feast, the 6-0 votes that we've been having is on liquor licenses and that sort of thing. We don't seem to be able to come up with a solution on the trustee, which I think is pretty doggone important. And I would certainly disagree that going forward with a 6-member board is not serving the public interest.
The trustee vacancy is the result of DeGroot being reelected as trustee and vacating that post after also winning the post of village president. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee was told the Redevelopment Authority is a separate entity from the city, and with nothing in the statutes about having to report its activities to the Common Council. Alderman Sandy Widener talked about a lack of accounting by the RDA, and specifically the Development Office, on use of the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Fund under city ordinance governing professional services. City Attorney Scott Letney, explaining the differences governing the RDA, felt the issue about reporting did not apply based on existing rules.
The Redevelopment Authority is not a subunit of the Common Council. In my opinion, under the law, it is not required, I'm saying it wouldn't be good form, but not required to report to the Common Council what it does. But it's not required. It's not required to come and ask to spend money. There are things that it has to ask the Common Council to do, such as approve a redevelopment plan. It has to do that.
The issue of using intergovernmental revenue sharing funds for RDA-related issues will get a committee of the whole discussion at some point in the near future. Caledonia recently, and now the village of Waterford in western Racine County, is dealing with egg-laying chickens. Waterford has an ordinance against them, though enforcement is said to be complaint-based. Someone recently complained about a family with chickens, which led to them being contacted about it, and that family appearing at last night's Waterford board meeting. Charles Hittman believes the wild turkey he killed was mistaken for a chicken by the person who made the complaint. The board could do nothing with the item since it was not on the agenda, but the Village Plan Commission will reportedly take it up at their June 21st meeting. In Caledonia, where village leaders have already said no to chickens, there's a movement afoot once again to try to change the ordinance on having them. Racine Park High School sophomore Nadia Pinto was recently named winner of the Volunteer Recognition Youth Award. Nadia volunteers with Focus on the Community and is president of Park's Key Club. She also volunteers with the Elizabeth Garden Nursing Home and has worked with children under the Smart and Healthy Kids program. The award includes a $1,000 scholarship sponsored by Johnson Bank. And a Racine man is $50,000 richer today after turning in a winning Powerball ticket. Pete Toller of Racine purchased the ticket for Saturday's drawing at 4 Mile Food and Liquor that matched four numbers plus the Powerball. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.